Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sidney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
Today, we're talking about faithfulness. It has to come out of the love of God. And when this starts working, dots start to come together. You begin to be fulfilled in life. It puts a protection around you. See, when you get this working, you're receiving direction from God. And God's direction always brings protection. See that? God's direction always brings protection. I'm going to tell you what. We're living in a different day. And this idea of faithfulness is a big deal. God is looking for our faithfulness. Faithfulness is what brings the distinction between fans and followers. Fans and followers. Fans are in the stands yelling and screaming, right? They're not in the game. Followers are in the game. They're involved, right? Are you a fan or are you a follower? I want to be a follower. Jesus wants you to be a follower. Take up your cross and follow me, what Jesus said, right? So, faithfulness is the bridge that if you want to move from proclamation of God's promises to possessing God's promises, you're going to have to become faithful. Faithfulness describes God. God is faithful. Great is thy faithfulness. Amen? The reason we are sane, the reason I haven't lost my mind up here in 23 years, is because of God's faithfulness. If you're not cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, God's watching after you. Amen? You remember that commercial? Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs! Then you go all over the place. That's the way a lot of people's lives are, right? Now look. David said this. When my mother and father have forsaken me, the Lord will take care of me. That word forsaken means to abandon emotionally. Maybe your parents had trust issues. They weren't able to give you what you needed. God will bring somebody in to assist you in areas that your father and mother couldn't help you with. To bring healing into your life. To help you to trust. Because you see, we need to trust. It starts in the womb. From the womb to the tomb, you and I are looking for trust. Trust. And when we can trust, it makes us healthy. Am I making sense? But if you always are eyeballing and questioning and suspicious, Jesus was never suspicious. He trusted God. You ever get suspicious? You ever get around people who are always suspicious? They confabulate. They make up things that don't ever exist. And there you are. You're listening to it, and it puts you on a rabbit trail. Away from God. That's why the enemy doesn't want you to be faithful. Because if you're faithful, your prayers are going to start getting answered. You're going to start getting into the Word and becoming who God put you on this earth to be. And you're a threat to Him now. You see that? You're a threat to Him. And you start doing the good works that God created you for. Ephesians 2:10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, which God ordained before ages for you, for good works. Created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that you should walk in. He wants you walking in His good works. Listen to this. When you're faithful to God, it's for you. It's not for God. Because God doesn't need anything. When you are faithful to God, it's you, your well-being, your health, your provision. Faithfulness is to God, but it's for you. Your well-being, your provision, everything. God is your creator. He's your source. He knows you better than anybody. You begin to do things His way, you get His results. Now, faithfulness causes us to increase and to be promoted spiritually. When we're faithful, God will promote you. He'll bring increase into your life if He can trust you. He wants to trust you. Some people get farther in life not because they were more talented or gifted, but because they were more faithful. The enemy knows that increase and maturity are connected to your faithfulness. And if he can get you hurt, he'll have you come to church and get hurt. Get your feelings hurt. You'll get offended. See, when you get offended and you get resentment and bitterness towards that person, Jesus doesn't have that in him. So what's your response? It's out of the demonic wisdom. Boy, that sounds heavy, doesn't it? That's how it is. Because that's who the enemy sent to get you hurt. The enemy wants to hurt you, to get you away from being faithful. Making sense? The enemy knows that increase and maturity is connected to your faithfulness. In Genesis 32 through 34, it talks about where Jacob wrestled with God. Jacob means, remember we talked about it last week, it means trickster, heel grabber. See, he was in the womb trying to hold on to Esau's heels, because the firstborn always got a little better deal. So Esau was the firstborn. So Jacob was named Jacob. He's the trickster, deceiver, heel grabber. So Jacob in Genesis is wrestling with God. It says he wrestled with God. It says he wrestled with man, but it was a picture of him wrestling with God. And he wrestled with God all night until he overcame, prevailed. So that's a picture of you and I wrestling with God. We're all going to have things we're going to have to wrestle with God with. You see that? And that night, he changed Jacob's name from trickster, deceiver, heel grabber, to Prince of God, Israel. Now, think about this. He wrestled with God. The word wrestle in Greek language is where we get the word Grecian wrestling match. And in a Grecian wrestling match, the object of your opponent was to gouge their eyes out so they would stay in poverty. See, if they were blinded, they would stay in poverty. Pay attention. When you're wrestling with God, He's trying to show you His way. If you get in a wrestling match with Him and you think you won, you think you're all that and a bag of chips, you're going to be blinded to what He was trying to get to you. You're going to be you'll blind yourself in the wrestling match. Did you get that? When you let God win, eyes begin to open and you begin to see things how they really are. That's why He said, I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He says it all through the New Testament. He wants us to never forget He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and the trickster, the deceiver, and the cheat, and the heel grabber. He's letting us know he's a God of forgiveness. Of forgiveness. Why didn't he say, I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and the Prince of God, Israel? No. He said, Jacob. See that? There's a reason for that. God can change your life totally around to be the antithesis of what it was before. We must be willing to wrestle with God. Just because this has been me doesn't mean it's going to be me. And I can become me and who God created me to be when I allow him to win. My history is not my destiny. It will take faithfulness to God to become the version of you that God is calling you to be. Be not weary, Galatians 6:9. Be not weary in well-doing. For in due season, you will reap the harvest. If you faint not. You see, here's what happens. We go through a difficult time. Adversity, trial. I mean, it feels like all hell is coming against us. See, time has nothing to do with that. What are you sowing when you're going through that? If you're sowing resentment and bitterness and negativity, your harvest is going to be from that. But if you stay faithful to God and you keep your words lined up with him and you keep sowing, even in the difficult time, there's people will go through things you'll never even know they went through anything because you couldn't tell by looking at them. Am I making sense? I had my lip cut off. People told me they couldn't tell. I said, well, praise God. Was it a little difficult? Oh, it was a little bit difficult. But you stay faithful. You stay faithful to what God is calling you to. Am I making sense? No matter what you go through, no matter what, you remain faithful. God is going to show up and assist you and get your life in order. If you faint not, that means quit. Too many people want to quit when it gets tough, when it gets difficult. You stay faithful and God is going to show you. He's trying to show you the you haven't met yet. Reaping is not attached to a time, but it's attached to your willingness to remain faithful. If you quit, you'll get what you've been putting out, and it'll be a mess. If you stay faithful, God will show you something. It's better than you've ever tasted. And you'll say, I can't even believe it's like you don't even remember you went through it anymore. Because it's better than it ever was. I don't care divorce. I don't care losing somebody, parent, a child, whatever. You got to stay faithful. Because Jesus bore all our sins, all our sorrow, everything on the cross. So you could be free to assist others in advancing his kingdom and bringing others in. Amen? Don't abandon what God has promised. It will eventually work. Don't abandon it if it doesn't show up immediately. Eventually, it's going to show up. The enemy is after your faithfulness. I made a declaration that I don't care if he comes after my money. I'm going to stay faithful. I don't care if he comes after my marriage. I'm going to stay faithful. I don't care if he comes after my health. I'm going to stay faithful. And when I stay faithful, he remains faithful. And he's with me. And he will never leave you nor forsake you. So that you can boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. Are you listening to me today? Go with me quickly it's going to get rough now. Luke chapter 16, verse 11. Glad you came to church today. I am too. Therefore, if you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust, there's the trust, the true riches? One of the biggest issues in our country today, one of the biggest problems, one of the problems I have helped people and prayed with people over and over, more than any other problem, is this area of their finances. They want victory in this area. And folks, we can have victory in this area. And we can, but it's going to take your being faithful. In Luke 16:11, this verse we're talking about, our finances and how we manage and respect them is a test. It's a test that God uses to assess whether you're ready for his higher levels of responsibility, prosperity, and blessing, and authority. God uses your money to see if you're faithful. How you manage, how you handle your money. I have seen people over and over in this area drop it, and their lives just get into a mess. I've seen people who stay in this, and their family is growing and healthy and maturing. I'm looking at all of you. I'm going to tell you something. This is huge. Oh, he's going to talk about money. Well, if that's your mind, you've got trust issues already. All the church wants is your money. Folks, you need help. I'm just trying to tell you. You don't get that here. Do you get that here? This message is for your health and well-being. Am I making sense? Now think about this. Jesus clearly teaches that God watches you manage your money. And that is what helps him determine if you are ready for promotion. This is precisely what Jesus meant when he said, if therefore you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust true riches? You know what true riches are? People. People. So God watches how you handle your money to see if he can trust you with people. I'm going to tell you, God is my witness. I know that is true. I've been doing this too long. Get a hold of this. This word faithfulness, remember, is the word pistos, Greek word, which expresses a picture of a person who is known to be faithful, responsible, conscientious, and trustworthy. This is in comparison to a person who is impetuous, thoughtless, rash, and irresponsible, and therefore not trustworthy. The word unrighteous in this verse, unrighteous, comes from the word, Greek word adikia, adika, which in this verse is used to convey the idea, listen, of something unspiritual, common, worldly, or something that belongs to the realm of human beings. The word mammon is the word M-A-M-O-N-A-S. It's the Greek word, mammonus. It's an old Greek word which denotes money or wealth, but it is the name of a Babylonian spirit. And the Babylonian means confusion. That's why people are all so confused with how to handle their money. Today, America is in more debt than they've ever been. Young people are using credit cards to try to survive. More debt, just more and more. You get so engulfed in that. I've been in debt. Years and years ago, I've been in debt. It'll cause you to stay awake. It'll cause you to act out and have a temper, mess up. You can't have a healthy marriage and be in full of debt all the time. I'm here to tell you. People will go buy cars they can't even afford just to impress somebody. People will buy houses and big houses, a bigger house, just to try to fit in. And you know what that is? That's the fear of man. It says the fear of man in Proverbs 29:25 is a snare. It's a trap. But they that trust in the Lord will be safe and secure. You see, we got to quit worrying about what everybody else thinks and get concerned about what God thinks. And we got to get rid of this need to be liked. Well, maybe they'll like me if I got the kind of car that, man, I got four cars. Every one of them has over 100,000 miles on them. That Nissan I drive has almost 300,000. I'm going to see if I can get to 400. What do you think about that? But when I want a car, I'll go pay cash for it. Are we making sense? This word true riches, true. See, mammon is a spirit. That's what's on your money when you don't have God in it. When you begin to tithe, now you put his spirit on your money. You see that? Now you put his spirit. That's now God, you're trusting God. It takes you trusting God to tithe. Tithe is a covenantal response. Love. See, when you love God out of a covenantal love and not a contractual love, you better do this, and you better do that, and you better do that. You don't want that in your marriage. You want a covenantal. You want them to love you because they want to be there. You want them to love you even when it gets difficult and you're not cleaning the bathroom or you're not doing this or you're not. You want their love to keep on coming on. And God will heal it. Am I making sense? You want covenantal love. And that's what God wants. That's agape love. He wants you to give and obey his principle of tithing because you love him and you want to obey him. Now he can trust you. And listen. So the word mammon denotes common worldly money along with all of its buying power in the earthly realm. Money has a certain amount of power. Very limited, though. Very limited. It has the power to keep you from trusting God. If you're in a family and married, you don't want to be borrowing money from your in-laws. You want to make it yourself. You see that? Because if you start borrowing from them, if they don't understand all that, they'll try to control you. I've seen families break up over that. Am I making any sense? Now listen. This word true riches, true is the Greek word A-L-E-T-H-I-N-O-S. Elethinos. Now watch. It means real. It means bona fide. It means genuine. It means indisputable. It means authentic. Authentic. Don't you like to be around authentic people? Everybody's looking for authentic and organic. I like real people. You know, people who like to go below the surface and not just be surface. Hey, how you doing? They don't care how you're doing. What's going on, man? You ain't got nothing for them. They're gone. They could care less. I like real people. How about you? Authentic. When you're becoming authentic, it's only because you're being true. And God is working in your life. True is authentic. It's real. It's genuine. It's because you're dependent on your creator, your source, God. God created you. He made you. He knows everything about you. He wants you to be real and authentic. The word humble is the word real in the Hebrew language. So when I'm humble, I'm becoming real. The word real means authentic. So when I'm dependent on God, I'm becoming authentic. Why? Because I'm going to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. I'm going to the author of my life. He's the author of my life. So now I'm being humble. I'm going to the author of my life. Now I've become authorized. And now I have authority. Authentic. Author. Authorized. Authority. Those are all connected. You see that? If you want authority, your children are going to listen to you. You see that? Your wife will listen to you. Your wife will want to be there when you have God's authority. Huh? If she's always running and upset about something, get a hold of this. Folks, listen to me. This is how life works. Am I making sense? True riches. God wants to trust you, and he tests you with how you're handling your money. Now, I know this is a lot for somebody. And if you're here visiting, it's, you know, we're glad you're here. But if you get this, I'm going to tell you something. The times we are living in, this government, bless their hearts. I'm going to tell you. That's all I can say. I'm not going to poo-poo them, because the Bible says not to. But I'm going to tell you, that's a different outfit up there today. And you better understand what I'm talking about. God is advancing his kingdom. That's a theocracy. What they have is a democracy, man rule. God wants you under his rule. And you will be provided for, and your needs and your family and your well-being. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy. Your joy and your peace isn't dependent on circumstances, situations. I don't care if a bomb just went off next to your house. You can have peace right there because you are in touch with your God. Am I making sense? You are in touch with your God, and he's given you peace, and you can have joy. Joy comes from within. It says a merry heart does good like medicine, but a countenance comes from the presence of the Lord. When you get in the presence of God, it affects your countenance. No matter what, I don't care. I don't care what happens to you. I got my lip cut off. I'm going in 10 minutes later. I'm singing, your praise shall ever be on my lip, because I only had one lip, not two. Joy. When I went there, I didn't have any idea they were going to take my lip off. Cut my whole lip off. I thought I was going to get a little stitch and it'd be over. Took my whole lip off. Now that'll make you say, what's going on, Lord? He said, you tell him I'll never leave you nor forsake you. That's what I came back and told him. And that's how it is.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness can save.
You have been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio. Our service times are Saturday evenings at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sydney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul, taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.